Well, Jimmy wanted a response after Tuesday, and he certainly got that today. Everything really, but the 3 points.
That's right. We've done everything but score today. I think when you've lost the game and you're struggling for a bit of form, or you haven't scored goals, it's easy to keep going with the same shape, same way. We have created chances, but sometimes you've got to change things for the right reasons. We've changed it today because we can see the three at the back, three back on Tuesday. So we've got to make sure that we get back to being strong and disciplined, organised. So you go with three at the back, three centre half. So I thought worked really well for us today. We've got the two up front. A strange game with regards to weather conditions and us having it, and then us having it again for spells in the second half. But I think overall, from the knock-on effect from Tuesday, yeah, we made one or two mistakes and we were punished Tuesday, but today I thought we were focused, we didn't make any mistakes, we were working like we competed first and second balls, and let's get it right. Grimsby had a decent side, the six unbeaten, they're littered with experience right across the pitch, but what we worked on come off quite a lot. We went with wing backs, and I was quite impressed how many times we got the ball in the box. We've created chances. Unfortunately for us, we haven't taken one of those chances that's come along. At the other end, as I say, we've played with desire, aggression, focus, togetherness, and we've kept a very good front line, very quiet. I can't recall Barry Roach making too many saves, so I'm really pleased in that aspect, but I'm a bit disappointed. Obviously, at home, you want 3 points. You want 3 points in any game, but certainly here, we haven't scored again. That's a bit of a concern. We need to make sure that we get back, to scoring goals. And it's strange. We looked at training yesterday, did a little bit of DVD work, and went into Morecambe and Lancaster College on the AstroTurf. We didn't do long, but it was very sharp. There was goals going in left, right and centre. We did a bit of shooting afterwards, and the lads are putting in the top corner, sliding it down the sides of the keeper. You're thinking, hopefully we'll take that into today's game and put some of your practice into the game situation today. But it wasn't to be. But I'm pleased in the respect that we got the response we wanted. We've shaded the game. On another day, we win it. But, there is plenty of positives in there tonight.
Looking at the season so far, it's quite strange because you've kept a good chunk of clean sheets. But I've never known you not score for so many games.
I know. Well, you go back a couple of years ago when, we were playing a similar formation, 4-2-3-1. We had Barhuis and scoring, Miller scoring. We were doing really well. I think in October that year we were the top scorers in the country, but we conceded quite a lot. This year, even last year again, Cole Stockton was coming in. He was banging goals in. Tom again was scoring goals. Kevin Ellison always chips in with goals. So we were doing well again last year. This year, for some reason, I think some of our lead-up play has been overall better. But we've missed too many chances. And obviously you need to score goals to win games. So the knock-on effect is when you're missing on one end, it puts that little bit of pressure on the back line to try and keep it out. So when we have made one or two mistakes, we've been punished. I have to say as well, people go, oh, you're going up. We haven't had any rub of the green. There's shots going in and you're just thinking it's going to hit someone, drop to one of our lads and he'll put it in. But we've had none of that all season. It's happened against us. We've had one penalty all season against Barnsley in the Cup. And when we review the games, arguably we could have six or seven so far. Even the other night with Gavin Gunnan at handball, we've had another one the other night where Verdane Oliver's won the header, it's gone out to Gary Thompson, he's clean through one goal in the centre half, grabbed him by the ankle and pulled him down. You can hear the crowd's response, they all see him, but the referee's not seeing it. So we've been unlucky in that department, and you do at any level. You look at Leicester when they won the Premier League, they had that little bit of luck, they had, very minimal injuries. Yeah, they had key players who played well. But we've been a little bit unlucky at the goal scoring end. And, we haven't worked the keeper enough in certain games. We've missed too many chances. We missed one or two today. Verdane's had a great chance. Looked like it was easier to score than miss. We've had a couple from set plays. So we've been unlucky. Or is it bad finishing? But it's got to change because we keep creating the chances, and by the law of averages, you end up scoring in the end. So, but the pleasing thing is, as you say, the other end, we've had two clean sheets in a week. We haven't never set up to keep a clean sheet. Today we've changed the formation to three at the back, but you know, look how much running and how high McGowan and Conlon played. You know, Gerkey down the middle with Big V, we had Wildig breaking into the box, you know, Fleming getting there as well. So we've committed bodies forward, but as I say, on another day we would have scored, we should have scored, and arguably we should have took 3 points today. But I will take the positives and put them into practice this week, and hopefully get back to winning ways next week.